line. Go back against the wall. Now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Money coming in when we watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Bounce. We from the bottom to the top. Here we go. Bounce. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Bounce. They in the park ballers, but we all pro. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm repping. Sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL. Okay, okay, easy. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the BL. Okay, okay, easy. Nobody's seeing me to tell me it's my pain. It's my hope. Show some love or be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie. It's time to grow. I'm fucking with my money. Yo, you don't want to hear it. Boom. I understand that. Work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting there writing since 94. That's right, since 94. I wanted more, I need more. I need fucking with my art. You be ducking, dodging my dog. Boom. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Yeah. Rubber band, duffel bag, black card, grind. No class liars. Catch me in a C-class, pass like flyers. Mean the way it came, same color as my side. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. Hold your eyes. Jack against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Yeah. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Yeah. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Come on. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go. Come on. You know when I'm reppin' sit down and on your left and we the BL. Okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention, we the BL. Okay, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't mow anyway. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beast, no slice, I'm craving the whole pie. Let them happen to click, clack, and I'll be revived. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. You fucking with me, then we go on line for line. Yeah. I'm something harder, getting better every time. Yeah. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. Okay. You're a mommy and cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weights, but your jaws to me. See the heat is backed up, love to make it sweet. You know when I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, easy. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, easy. Yeah. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
Pretty good job. This is your girl, Miss Kiki. You're tuned into BOE from the Pages of the Airways. And we're going to pop out as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with your girl tonight. Let's get this show started. So everybody's a buzz about Kanye, how Kanye been acting, what he been tweeting and all that stuff, the interview he did with Charlamagne, and his conversation with the dude from TMZ. Now, I ain't got a problem with it. That's Kanye doing his, you know, like, this is my thing. People are mad at Kanye. Like, I ain't gonna buy his music no more, but yes, you will. He already bought his music, so he's already made money off of you if you got any of his albums. He already made money off of you. So, you know, it's like, that's how Kanye wants to express himself. Let the man express himself. Yes, he probably, well, he was wrong with what he said about slavery. That slavery was a choice and it wasn't. But still in all, you know, like, my homegirl Naya was like, I don't care about what Kanye said, what he doing. It don't affect my life. What he said don't make me shit, you know. and all that stuff. And I thought about that, I'm like, she right. Everybody's up in the tizzy about Kanye, but everything Kanye's saying, they putting money in your pocket to pay your bills. You still got bills to pay. You know what I'm saying? Like, what Kanye's saying ain't making you rich, so why are you so concerned about what he's saying? Like, it's crazy how when celebrities do something that make you go, that it affects your life. Like the R. Kelly situation, the Bill Cosby situation. People so into it that it's affecting their lives. It's like, I need to know what Kanye's going to say now, or I need to know what R. Kelly's going to do next, or what's going to happen to Bill Cosby. But it's like, we got to stop. And what happened to celebrities, anything that happened with a celebrity affect our lives. We have to stop letting it affect our lives. It don't affect my life because I really don't give two shits. I really don't. But because I'm a radio host and this is what I do for radio, yes, I have to talk about it and bring up Kanye. If I wasn't a radio host, I don't think I would be talking about Kanye. I don't think Kanye's name would ever come out of my mouth. Bill Cosby would, I don't think he would ever come out of my mouth. Or R. Kelly's name, as far as what was going on with him, would come out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, we let what happened to celebrities that we like affect our lives. And we have to stop doing that. Really have to stop doing that. But I like what Kanye did with the dude from Lil Van from TMZ. He gave him a hug and said he's sorry. And told Van sorry. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, because everybody does it. Everybody says something out their mouth that pisses someone off. We've all done it. We all said something out of our mouths that pissed someone off. We've all done it. They may not have confronted you about it, or they may have confronted you about it, but we all have said something or heard somebody say something that pisses you off. And you're like, and then once the situation is done with, you think, you go back in your mind and think about it. I was like, you know what? I was in the wrong. I wasn't wrong. I didn't feel I was wrong at the time. But now thinking back, I was wrong. And you go apologize to the person who you felt you was wrong to. But you got some who don't feel it was wrong, and everybody's entitled to their own opinion. And it's like, we got to give that respect to Kanye, that he's entitled to say what he wants out his mouth. We may not like what he's saying out his mouth, but we should not let that affect us in any kind of way. Okay, Kanye said slavery was a choice. We know slavery was not a choice. So if you are going to get mad at him for what he said about slavery, and that, because as I was scrolling through Facebook earlier today, you know, another friend of mine was mad because people on her timeline, friends on her timeline, were saying, oh, we sold our own people into slavery. But they don't know the truth. See, when you don't know the true history of slavery, you can't speak on slavery like you know what you're talking about. And that's one thing Kanye did wrong, is speak about something he didn't know nothing about. He spoke about something he didn't really know anything about. And I think that's what pissed people off. that one comment alone pissed people off. Besides the other stuff he was saying, but still that one comment really pissed people off. But before you give your opinion about something, make sure you know your facts about what you're about to give your opinion on. Like, you know, people had to debate who is the better rapper, Biggie or Tupac. And for me, I like both. And you can't compare the two. They're two different rappers. Yes, they were friends, but they're two different rappers. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Nicki and Remy. Okay, they're not friends, but they're two different rappers. Remy's style is hardcore, like Lil' Kim. Remy's style is hardcore like Lil' Kim. Nicki's style is that... See, Nicki's style is that she has that crossover. That's why she can do songs with pop artists, because her style is that crossover type. And which is not a bad thing. You know, you gotta make your coins, But you can't say oh, this is why Remy's better than Nicki, or this is why Nicki's better than Remy. They two different styles. You know what I'm saying? It's two different styles. So just like people compare Prince and Michael Jackson, you cannot compare the two. Two different styles. It's like we gotta stop doing that too, comparing artists together, and it's like they're two different styles. It could be two different genres, but they're still comparing them. And it's like we don't need to do that. They're two different artists who are great in their own right. Prince is an icon, just like Michael's an icon. But they're icons in their own right. Yesterday on Sixth Road, you know, I shared a story that a Facebook friend posted. You know, when people experience something, you know, they want to share and to get people's opinion. So I shared it with the listeners yesterday on Six and Row, as well as with the other hosts and other people that were on the line with us during the show. And I'm going to give you the gist of the story, because I didn't save it and I don't have it in front of me to tell you word for word. So basically, this is the gist of the story. He was in Brooklyn. It was a couple, put it this way, as a couple, black dude, white girl. Now, you know, they're playing around with each other, laughing. So, you know, they're joking around with each other, laughing and all that. The white girl, which the guy who's was sharing the story thought she was white, but we're gonna get into it when. You'll know she's not white, really white. So in his perception, she's white. You know, that's what he's thinking. She look white, she's white. He's not thinking she's another nationality. But the girl, who he thought was white, she said to the black dude, which is her man, "Fuck you, my nigga." And a lot of black people don't like us, you know, this generation using that word because of where it come from. Like T.I. said yesterday, I was watching an interview that T.I. did with the Breakfast Club. He mentioned that word, and he was like, we took it and made it our own so that the word has no power. You understand? Even though you changed the ending of the word, and by you taking the word back from them, it gives it no power. And now it's a term of endearment that black men say amongst each other. Of course, if you know the person, You don't just go to some random black dude and call him, say the N-word. I don't care if you black or whatever nationality, or you just don't do that. But so let me get back into the story. So that's, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it has no power unless you give it power. But back to the story. So she said that, and he was like, he said to the girl, please don't say that around me. And the girl basically, I say what the fuck I want. I'm on the air right now. I'm over at 12. Alrighty. So he was like, he told the girl, excuse for the interruption, yeah, but he told the girl, don't say that around me. And, you know, she was like, you know, I said, you know, she say what she want. And, because the boyfriend had walked away after she said that, he walked away. So when he comes back, she tells him what went down between the two of them. And he was like, I guess he thought she was white. And, you know, because he thought she was white, so the guy comes to him and says, she's not white, she's Puerto Rican, she's Spanish. He didn't say she's Puerto Rican, he just said she's Spanish. And the boyfriend, was okay with her saying, fuck you, my nigga. And he was just like, shaking my head, like, now we had this discussion, and it's like, and I'm like, no man, I don't care, no woman should have, I don't know how I'm gonna put this, but no woman, I don't care if she black, she white, well, I don't care what nationality she is. I don't care if other nationalities use the word as well. I don't care. But no woman should be out in public calling her, saying, fuck you, my nigga, to her man. I don't care how much y'all joke around, y'all play around, y'all have y'all fun. But that's one thing you don't say out in public about your man. Because it's like, the people that are around that see this going on, just like he had the perception that she was white even though she wasn't white, other people are going to have that same perception and thinking, this black dude going to let this white chick call him a nigga and not do anything about it? But the dude was okay with it. So that's probably not the first time she said that to him. But he's giving her the old... It's like, that and no, we as black people had to deal with that for 400 years going through slavery. Even though we took the word, changed it, made it powerless, and we use it as a term of endearment, still and all, I don't care what race you are. You do not. I don't care who you with, who's your man, whatever. You do not, out in public, yell out to your man, fuck you, my nigga. I don't care if you was Chinese saying it to another Chinese person. You do not do that out in public yelling, fuck you, my nigga. Because, one, you're going to have people looking at you like, oh, she brave for saying that, one. And then they're like, then they're going to be thinking, he's really not her, call him that. He's really letting this chick call him that? Like, he didn't care that she said that. It's like, but if she really was white, I'm just saying, if she really was white, I don't think he would have gave her permission to use that word towards him. If she really was white, I don't think he would have gave her permission to use that word towards him. It's like everybody yesterday, when talking about it, had their own opinion. were saying, well, Koreans use the word, you know, Asian people use the word, call themselves Nick. It doesn't matter who used the word and call each other that. I know we, as black people, we use it, and we shouldn't, but hey, that word's going to be around forever, just like young boys, young men, wearing their pants off their ass. At some point, you got to grow up, because that's not cute. When you're a grown man still wearing your pants off your ass and people seeing your nasty drawers, because I'm going to tell you, a lot of dudes wear the same drawers 2 days in a row. And I'm going to tell you how I know this because, just think, you at your man's house, your man smoke weed. He go to do a wake and bake and realize he ain't got no blunt to roll his weed. So what he going to do? Throw on a pair of pants and go to the store in the same drawers he had on the other day to go get him that blunt to smoke him his weed. And he gonna do that. And he gonna smoke, he gonna get high. And he gonna get a phone call from one of his homeboys and, yo, what you doing? He'll come outside, not realizing that he didn't wash his ass. And I'm sure his girlfriend ain't paying attention, because, you know, she might be in her own little world while she at the crib with him. She didn't know that she just threw pants on to go to the store to get the blunt, smoke the weed. So she didn't know this. So he's like, yo, I'm going outside for a few minutes and, you know, chopping up with my dude, and not knowing he got the same drawers from yesterday on. I won't say grown men do this, but a lot of young men do this. And then they want to wear their pants off their ass. If you got the same drawers on from the day before and you got your pants off your ass, nobody want to see the stains you got in your drawers. No one wants to see the skin marks you got in your drawers. No one wants to see that. It is not cute for any man, I don't care if you're young or old, to be having your pants off your ass. That is not cute. That is a style that came from jail. A lot of you may not know it, but that style came from jail because they can't wear belts in jail. And that's why the pants was in jail is off their ass. But in jail, if you're in jail and you got your pants off your ass, that's a sign for Big Bertha to come and tap that ass, if you know what I mean. But we see young men every day, their pants off their ass. It's not cute, and it's not a turn-on for women. So if you're trying to holler at a woman and she sees that your pants is off their ass, she's not going to want to talk to you. She's going to ignore you and keep it pushing. Excuse me, y'all. You know, but back, you know, to that story, you know, it's like, we as black people don't want white people saying it. I don't want any race saying it. You know what I'm saying? I know there's people that get permission from their friends to be able to say that word to them, or because they grew up around black people, that it's okay for them to say the word. No, it's not. Like, the word has never been said to me because no one addresses me that way. But if somebody did address me that way, I'm like, that's not my name. I was not born with that name, so don't call me that. And we, just like the guys use nigga as their term of endearment greeting each other, we women now took the word bitch, which meaning is as a female dog. A female dog is called a bitch. I am not a dog. But we have taken the word bitch and made it also between women a term of endearment. And when someone calls you that, if you cool with them, you're going to accept it as the term of endearment. If you're not cool with that person, you're going to tell them to call you Miss Bitch. Yeah, I'm a bitch, but you're going to call me Miss Bitch. You see what I'm saying? We as women, but a lot of young women say it to each other. You don't hear grown women calling each other bitch. Like, what up, bitch? Hey, bitch. No. A lot of young girls say that. And women with young mentalities say it. Because if you're grown, you ain't going to be saying that word to your girlfriend. It's not how you're going to greet your girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? I don't call none of my friends bitch. I don't greet my friends like, hey, bitch. There's nothing wrong. I don't have nothing against people who want to use that word, the term of endearment, to greet someone. I have nothing against that. But you can't just blurt out the word and think it's okay. You got to get permission. When using those words, you got to get permission from the person you about to say it to. Because if you ain't got permission to use that word and you say it to the person because you grew up in that area, you think it's cool, you going to get your ass beat. I'm telling you the truth, you're going to get your ass beat. And that ain't going to be a good sight. You are tuned in to BOE from the Pages of the Airwaves. With your girl, Miss Giga. We're going to take a break, a music break. Okay, I don't know what's going on, but... Well, I can't see my studio. Well, I was going to take a break, but I guess not. Give me a minute, y'all. And we got 30 more minutes left in the show. It's almost that you got 30 more minutes left in the show. But, yeah. Don't stress yourself out about Kanye, what he said. Take it as his opinion on the whatever situation he's talking about. Just take it as his opinion. You know, him liking Trump. Yeah, I know you're mad at him for liking Trump. You can like who you want to like. So, okay. Bill Cosby just convicted of being a rapist. So I can't like Bill Cosby anymore just because now he was convicted of being a rapist. So I can't like Bill Cosby. See, and this is another thing. We have to, that's his real name, but we have to separate the comedian slash actor from the actual person. You understand what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Like, everybody is not liking R. Kelly. And you starting to not like R. Kelly. But if you separate the artist from the person, when you meet the person, and like Wendy said, she met him to say he was a nice person. And then you hear the things that he's been doing with these young girls. And they got a movement going on to mute R. Kelly. That is a movement going on to mute R. Kelly to stop his music from being played and Fly Jock Tom Joyner said he's not going to play R. Kelly's music on the radio no more. See, I understand him being with young girls, especially if they're underage, is wrong. And, but I think a lot of these young girls are messing with him because he can take their career where they can't do it on their own. So if they singers who wouldn't want to work with R. Kelly on a song that he wrote and produced and make money off of that? Who wouldn't? You know what I'm saying? When that story came out that he got a sex cult and this and that, and the girls were at his house, he wouldn't let them leave, the parents were worried. I'm grown. And I'm being honest here, I'm grown. I said I wouldn't mind being part of his sex cult. And I'm grown. Now, if I was young, but a lot of the girls were 18. Yeah, that's still young for a man his age, but they are, see, when you hit 18, for a woman, you're considered, kind of considered grown in some kind of way. You're not, I say grown, but you're not, they won't consider you, like, he wouldn't go to jail for a statutory rape because you're 18. Even though it's wrong for him at his age to be with an 18-year-old, but because you're 18, they won't consider, you know, being with someone underage. And the same thing with a guy. He's considered to be a man at 18. Now, I was, like I said, I'm being honest. I said, I would be a sex slave. Shit. Now I'm grown, so it's not like I'm their age. And if I was their age, I would love to work with R. Kelly doing music. But if I was their age, no, I wouldn't be his sex slave. Because when I was their age, I wasn't having sex. Sex wasn't even a thought in my mind. Because the father who I had in my life didn't play. He was like, yeah, you can work with R. Kelly, but you ain't becoming his sex slave. And it's like, all these people are coming out with these stories about him. We don't know, you know, when you mention them, you gotta say allegedly, because you don't know if it's true or not. But a lot of these girls are getting with him because of the fame. And they want him to help their career. Now, if you got R. Kelly guy in your career, and you a singer, and he's helping you out, guy in your career, he writes and produced your first single, and they put it out. Do you know how dope that is to say you worked with R. Kelly as a singer? These young girls ain't dumb. They know what they was getting into messing with R. Kelly. This is my thing. No one can force you to do something. No one can force you to do what you don't want to do. Think these young girls like, it's R. Kelly? Hell yeah, I would. And I bet you some of these young girls ain't even virgins, please. R. Kelly may not have been there first, but they sure was getting it popping. It's just like, you know, when that story came out, the parents like, oh, my daughter's different. He won't let her talk on the phone, talk to her family. And I think one of the girls that said the parents took her there to be with R. Kelly. That's crazy, you know what I'm saying? Alrighty. Alrighty, and I know I said I was gonna give y'all a song, but for some reason, it's not working for me to play a song for y'all. Yep, it's not working. I'm trying to, cause I can't even see the screen. Yep, I'm trying to, but it ain't working. I'm going to just keep talking, y'all. I hope you enjoyed this nice warm weather that we had. I want to say this to you young girls out there. Just because it was a nice hot day today doesn't mean you put your summer gear on and wear it. You know, I've seen these young girls got on dresses that, you know, because you know they got shade to them. So, you know, it's going to be dresses clinging to the body. You know, it's going to be showing a little cleavage. Like, got crop tops on, showing the belly. Like, that is not, you young girls should not be dressing like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. These young girls should not be dressed like that. And people, you got to stop. Just because the weather's warm don't mean, oh, it's summertime. Since it's summer weather, I'm going to just throw some shorts on. No, it's still spring. It's not summer yet. It's still spring. You can still get sick, catch the flu, or get pneumonia. Because it may be hot during the day, but at night the weather changes. So you can still be susceptible of getting pneumonia or getting the flu. You know, just throw on jeans, a t-shirt, a light jacket. You know, you ain't got to try to dress sexy at for school. No. Oh, this guy is hot. I'm sorry about that, y'all. I don't know what happened to my screen. Well, check the time. I'm getting tired here. Oh, it's been close to the time to say goodbye to all my listening friends. I do appreciate you tuning in for BOE for the Pages of the Airways. The next show is the Indie Experience. We're going to do the best in indie music with some throwbacks thrown in. What else? For some reason, this hotness is making me tired, and I never get tired from hotness. Yeah, when it's cold, yeah, but not hotness. So I'm going to end it right here. I'm going to say peace, my love. I appreciate you. Make sure you all like the Facebook pages, which is facebook.com/ Road to Stardom Radio, Road to Stardom Empire, 610 Road Show. Blacko Forever, which is BLAKOKE. You can follow me girl on Instagram as Gecko _ Road to Stardom. Blacko Forever, which is BLAKOKE. On Twitter is Road to Stardom, TWO. Blacko Forever, which is BLAKOKE. The National Mojo Business Show is on the May 16th. We already in May, I'm about to say May 16th. It's on the 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you guys just call 347-202-318 to promote what you got going on. And go check out the website, which is msgigo.wix.com/ROAD-TO-STARDOM. And you can check out the blog site, which is roadtostardom.wordpress.com. That's roadtostardom.wordpress.com. It's ROADTWOSTARDOM.wordpress.com. You And if you miss any show, give me my Road to Stardom video. You can just go to boxoverdose.com/Road to Stardom. Or you can go to iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Player FM, Auto Radio. So, I mentioned this before on a different show, but you can listen to Road to Stardom Radio through Alexa. So, if you have Alexa, you can listen to Road to Stardom Radio on the TuneIn app through your Alexa. That's right.
Oh, boy.
I keep going. This is not good. Yeah, it really is time to say nighty-night. Because I keep yawning. So like I said, I'll be back for the end of the experience at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What else did I forget to mention? Oh, if you want to make a donation to the station, all you got to do is go to paypal.com and put in roadtostardom2010@gmail.com. That's roadtostardom2010@gmail.com. Or if you don't know how to use PayPal, you can send it to the P.O. Box. Put care of Road to Stardom, P.O. Box 135, Inglewood, New Jersey 07631. That's right. It's much appreciated. Your donation helps keep this station going. And so we continue giving you great indie music. Yes. Trying to think of anything else I need to mention. Oh, we want to be spotlighted by Road to Stardom. So you got to like the Facebook page, which is Road to Stardom Radio, Road to Stardom Empire. And then you're going to email me your biopic and links to your music or of your business, your pic, information about your business to roadtostardom2010@gmail.com. Yep, and you will be featured on both Facebook pages, the Road to Stardom Empire and the Road to Stardom Radio, as well as I will put your picture on the website under artist and under, you know, under the entrepreneur section. Yep. So when people go to the website, they'll see you. They'll see your picture. So I want to say peace on love. I appreciate you. Don't be a stranger. Bye-bye now. I'm over.